Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we go. Up first, he's the dad of four. Some days he comes in and his eyes are just glossed completely. That's to being a dad, right, Eddie?
Oh, man. You don't, it's so exhausting sometimes. Yeah, thanks for acknowledging that.
You're welcome, buddy. Here he is. Video producer ready. Go ahead.
Guys, I'm in a bind here. I don't know what to do. I got to be careful with my words because I don't want to give too much details to see. Maybe they're listening. But my kids started a sport. And their coach is, he's not really engaging with the kids. We had a practice the other day. He was a no-show. So all the other dads, we just kind of looked at each other like, maybe we should just kind of take over this practice.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
It's not basketball because you are coaching your kids basketball.
Correct. Okay, it's
so
not basketball.
Sure, okay. So go ahead.
And then game time comes and the whole team's there and we're waiting for the coach to show up. And he didn't show up till like right when the game started. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to do. Usually you show up 30 minutes before, you warm up before the game, you get plays. I may have given up there.
Well, there are a lot of plays for a lot of things.
Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you prepare for the game. This coach is not at all involved. And so me and the other dads are thinking, do we take over this team? Or are we going to insult the coach if we do that? What do we do in this situation?
Do you like the coach?
I don't know him. Dude, I barely see him. I've seen him, you know, 2 times, and it was for 30 minutes.
Here's what I think you do. I think you probably have backup plans for when he doesn't. But if he does, he's the coach. But then you just never play with him again.
That's crazy. Like, I want this season to end, like, right now.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, maybe this isn't his normal way of coaching. Maybe something's going on in life.
Does he show up glossy-eyed?
Oh.
That's a great question.
Sometimes he does show up glossy-eyed.
Yeah.
Different.
He has 2 kids.
A different, yeah.
The kids are on the team?
You think maybe he went out?
A different gloss. I'm just asking. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, I would just be prepared if he doesn't, but let him. And then if he ever misses completely, then he's not the coach anymore.
I really don't want to be another coach for another team.
I know.
All right.
That's a lot. There he is. Nice job, Eddie. All right, up next, here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Halloween has come and gone, but that doesn't mean Halloween has to end. And I'm talking to you kids out there. Today is the day you can get the most candy you've ever gotten in your life. It's called Clean Up Trick-or-Treating. Not every kid is fit for this. If you have the guts, you have to put a costume back on and you go back out trick-or-treating today and you knock on doors and you say, hey, I'm here, clean up trick-or-treating. Any leftover candy you have, I will take it off your hands. You will get a buttload of candy. I used to do this when I was a kid, and it worked like a charm.
It doesn't sound safe, though. People aren't expecting you to go to their door. Back in the day, like Miranda Lambert sings about, back when things, you know, weren't automatic, mm-hmm. you could go up to somebody's door and knock, and they wouldn't freak out. Now you run around in a costume the day after Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
But I'm just telling you, clean up trick-or-treating okay. is the best thing ever. And some kids will be scared and I won't do it. It's not for you. You don't want the candy. The real kids, they'll go get it.
Oh, the real ones, huh?
Yeah. If you really are serious about your candy and serious about Halloween, clean up trick-or-treating is the way to go.
I don't stand by this, but I'm curious. See if it works.
It does. People will call in and tell you it's amazing.
All right, here she is. And she's going to tell us later on how Terrifier 2 was, the movie that made people vomit and pass out in the theater. She hates scary movies, but she watched one for us. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So my son has been playing football. We're getting near the end of the season, but I am thankful for listeners that told me about these vests that you can wear when you have outdoor sports, but they're battery operated. So they're like a heated vest, or you charge them. There's several different types, but I'm like, man, forget getting this for the kids. I'm going to get myself one of these. Like, this is awesome. I might even need to wear it in the studio. So cold in here.
It is really cold.
It's so cold.
Get you an adult one.
Yeah.
I did see he scored a touchdown.
He did, which was...
Wow, that's awesome.
I know. He was probably the least likely to really handle the ball on the team and get an opportunity like that. But several games ago, the coaches made it their priority of setting up these plays, you know, as long as they're already winning and stuff. Like, hey, let's get...
Did he legitimately score?
That's what I was about to ask.
Let him score it.
No, the other team?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
they,
cool.
No, they... Mm-mm.
Love it.
No. The team, they just worked together to pass in the ball, and then he's the one that took it across the goal line.
Love it. All right, well...
Yeah, no, it was very special.
He did vest and a touchdown. He's loving his football life right now. Okay. And here I go.
He thinks he can beat up kangaroos, and he has some pretty cool shoes. He's an honorary doctor, and I always want to listen for more. Bobby Bones!
Thank you very much. Gavin in Oklahoma, thank you for that intro there. So tonight I'm going to tape something. I got a call from Jimmy Allen, the singer, who's a friend of mine. He goes, hey, you want to do a game show with me? I didn't know what that meant. I was like, yeah, what's the deal? Where do we have to go? And he goes, well, we can do it here. We'll just go to his house and do it. Apparently Kevin Hart has a game show where it's on Peacock, and he plays with people when they're at their house. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
I haven't either. But it's called Celebrity Game Face. Mike, you heard about this show? So Kevin Hart and Jimmy Allen and I are going to go tape it tonight. I don't even know what the game is. I don't know if it's trivia. I don't know if we...
You didn't ask him any of this stuff?
No. If Jimmy calls and asks me to do something, I'll say yes, because that's like my guy. And same. If I ask him to do something, he'll always say yes, too. But Celebrity Game Face on Peacock. So we're going to tape that this evening.
That's cool.
No idea when it airs. No idea anything about it. Don't even know how to play the game, but I'll be there.
Is Kevin Hart going to be there?
No, it's virtual.
Oh, okay.
He's somewhere, and we're talking to him.
That's really cool, though.
And we may be playing somebody else, too. I don't know. But I'm really competitive, so I'm already thinking about it. I just don't know how to play. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
This is a follow-up. Remember the guy email said his brother-in-law wanted to box him?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, what do I do? Here's the email. Hello, Bobby Bones. I wanted to update you and ask for more advice. I emailed you about a very competitive brother-in-law who claimed he could take me in a boxing match. I told you he was adamant about it. He kept texting me and bringing it up. I tried to take your advice and not fight him, but since then, the fight happened.
Wow.
Long story short, even my wife got tired of him going on and on that she said, fine, take him up on it and shut him up. She had faith I'd win, too. A friend of ours owns a gym. We met up a couple weeks ago. Just as expected, I won. He ran out of gas pretty quick, but most importantly, no one got hurt, physically anyway. Now, he's been very short and upset with me. I'm worried that with the holidays coming up, it's going to make it very awkward. How should I handle the situation? It was his idea, but do I need to be the bigger person here to restore the peace? Signed, Boxing Brian, 1-0. Listen, I told you, Brian, we all figured you'd win. But it was what was going to happen afterward, which is exactly this.
Here we are.
That's why I said don't do it. You can beat him up, of course. But then it's just going to be weird forever if you do beat him up. There was no win. If you lost, oh boy, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Never going to live it down. If you won, this happens. So that's what you can't go back. Can't fix the past, right? Can't unring a bell.
That's right.
This bell's been rung. Now what do you do? you have to go, hey buddy, we got to move past this. You have to have that awkward conversation. I like to go, you can email them or text them or find ways that people will really do it. But you have to actually have a conversation with them. Be like, hey, we did that. We're moving on. It was fun. You gave me a good fight. Man, you got to compliment him some way too in the talk.
Yeah, of course.
You got to be like, man, you really gave it to me. I know I won that, but that was a pretty even battle.
Barely.
But it is what it is, and let's move on because it's kind of awkward because, you know, the wives are kind of awkward. We want to really present like we're buddies so it makes everybody else feel
we're
good.
Family. And the discomfort you're feeling right now, that's your punishment for doing the fight. Bobby told you, don't do it.
And I thought you could whoop him. I did. I was like, but if you do, there's not a win.
Yeah.
If you win, you don't win. If you lose, you don't win. So you did it. Okay. Again, there's a bell. Ding, ding. Can't unring it. You have to have a talk with him and set it up in the way of, hey, look, man, it's been a little awkward with the rest of the family about us. I know it ain't that awkward between us, but we really got to present a unified front here so the rest of the family's not weird about this. So you gave me a great fight. I'm still a little sore. You got to really gas him up a little bit.
Ooh, could he say, hey, you want to fight again?
No.
And then he, throws the fight, and then they're even?
None of that. Just say what
throw
I said.
The fight?
Say what I said and move on. But there has to be a conversation now, or it's just going to be forever awkward like this. Mm-hmm. And you got to, again, you got to give him a little bit of fake gas and make him feel like not, because he's just embarrassed. He's just embarrassed. He called you out and he lost. He's just embarrassed. I get it. People call me all the time, and they're all embarrassed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
One after the other.
Okay. All day.
A trail of dead bodies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. That's the mailbag. Thank you for emailing us. Good luck with that. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Let's go over and talk to Lori, who lives in New Hampshire. Lori, we appreciate you calling the show. What's going on?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
So I'm taking a new job from down in Key West, Florida. I live in New Hampshire right now. I've been doing my current job for like 25 years, and I'm now in management. I'm also about to be 49, so I'm a little nervous about going into a new job, a new state. I don't know anybody. Do you have any advice?
Yeah, go do it. You should be nervous. You get Here's the thing you get nervous about in life, things that matter. Just period. If it matters to you, good or bad, you get nervous. You get nervous because you got a doctor's visit. You get nervous because you're about to have to speak at a graduation. You get nervous because you have a job interview. It's rare that you get to be nervous about something that could potentially be a great opportunity. And don't let the age thing slow you at all. 49? Heck, that's the new 30. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So I want to shut down any thought of 49 being any reason whatsoever you make a decision here. If you feel like you want to do it, if you feel like it's going to fulfill you, you do it. You should look at the nervousness as this is how I know it matters. Because if it didn't matter, you wouldn't be nervous at all. And why do something that's a crazy change up in your life if it doesn't matter? So are you feeling like you want to do this?
I do want to do this. Yes, I didn't actually choose to do this. My husband took a position down there, so I'm being a good wife and I'm going to make the best of it. I think we're going to have a great time down there. I know my job like the back of my hand right now, and I don't know anything about Florida law.
Florida law? You going to commit some crimes? What's happening here?
Well, don't steal the conscience because they arrest you.
Yeah, you can't just grab an alligator off the street.
That's true.
And take that home.
She works in legal stuff.
Oh, I thought she wanted Florida laws.
You can't go over the speed limit.
Sorry. Yeah, I should have said that. Yeah.
That's true. It also said, because you didn't mention your husband until just a second ago, it also sounds like you're being a supportive wife at the same time. And that sounds like it's important to you. And you know what? There's a lot to be said for that because you're also sacrificing. So let me acknowledge the sacrifice that you're making. I've seen it from my wife who had to leave significance to come here. And so I think he really appreciates you for what you're doing. And, you know, don't let age be a thing. It sounds like you're going. So go and crush it. I mean, you can do it. You know you can do it. The new advice is you're nervous because it could end up being really cool. And so I hope you go into it with a positive attitude and, you know, you really give it all you got.
Wonderful. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, go get it. I mean, really, go get it.
Just Key West, baby. Let's go.
No winter.
It'd be amazing.
Because I'm going to say this, Laura. I bet you New Hampshire is just lovely in the spring and in the summer and probably the early part of fall. But I'm going to guess here, it sucks in the winter.
It really does.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
So, and again, as long as you don't put an alligator in your pocket, don't break any Florida laws, you're good to go. Any lunchbox?
Make sure you look out for the Real World Key West house. That's where Johnny Bananas got his start.
Okay.
There you go. She's good to go now. We just gave her the final piece.
Definitely not going to do that.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Thank you for calling us. You got this. And remember, everybody, if you get nervous about something, and it could be something that's possibly good, it's so rare in life that you get to be nervous about something awesome. So embrace it. Understand you're nervous. Your nerves aren't going to go away. They're there with you. They're your partner. They're riding with you. So go ride. And as long as you don't try to fight them, you're already one step ahead. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, she's still there. I love it. She's on. Do the whole show with
I'm
this.
Here.
Yep. Oh, there she is. She's still here. All right. Bye, Lori.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
You guys know about those pay it forward chains in drive through restaurants?
We do.
Yeah. You order and then you say, hey, I'm going to pay for the person behind me. So whatever they ordered, I'll pay for that. Well, there's a restaurant, a McDonald's in Wisconsin, and they had 23 people do it. And it's the store record. So they were all excited about it. But here's my point, this whole thing.
Are you going to be a downer?
Well, look, 23 people, that's not that much.
But that's so their record.
But to the 24th person who stopped that chain, shame on you.
No, well, it's not shame on you.
See, we're going to get into the whole debate here.
Yeah.
No shame. I think you shouldn't let it go more than one. I think if someone goes, I want to pay for that person behind me, you go, great, boom. The next person comes up, you go, they bought yours. The end. There's the act of kindness. Because the act of kindness is this one person to then the end. Everybody else is just accepting and giving. You lose a couple bucks, you get a couple bucks. I think the rule should be if somebody wants to pay, they pay for the person behind them. That's the end. Somebody else wants to do it, great.
Yeah, they wouldn't be doing it unless someone just did it for them.
Yeah, and how would you feel if you ordered one chicken sandwich and the person behind you ordered six combo meals? It's like, I don't want to pay for six combo meals.
Amen.
I get that. But if you can, like, do it. I agree.
You shouldn't break the chain if it's 23 deep. 23
deep.
You know you got something going.
And you know that drive-thru employee saying, hey, 23 people have done this. Keep it going. No, I don't want to do it. I'm done.
Well, I've been asked
before,
too.
Why did you do my voice?
I picture it's a person like you.
That's true. Me, too. I do picture that, too.
I mean, because imagine you pull up and Eddie, you're in front of Eddie, who has a family of four boys. Uh-huh. So that's six meals you got to pay for, and you were just buying a Coke. Mm-hmm.
But do you imagine how I would feel if Bobby paid for my meal? Wow. And my kids?
It's a one-to-one thing. I know the chain is fun, and I like that because it's everybody going, oh, it makes you feel good. So I don't hate the line. Because everybody's like, oh, this is fun. Let's keep it going.
Yeah,
it's fun.
So cool.
But 23 doesn't mean that 23 people were able to get a free meal. It means that one person, whoever ended it, got the free. And whoever started it.
Exactly.
So we should just do one-to-one. One-to-one, shut it down. If you get a bunch of those all day, that's amazing.
That's true.
And then we don't have to have somebody trying to figure out, okay, I got to move this one now. A poor person working the desk.
Oh, man, that'd be really confusing.
Well, look, the store record is 23 cars, right? So if you're in Union Grove, Wisconsin, go back to that McDonald's. Let's go 25 today.
Okay, I like the sentiment.
Yeah.
I like the story. I like that people are trying to help and help other people. Let's do it one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it. I like it.
Good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox, you went to your cousin's wedding over the weekend?
Yes, it was back in Austin. She got married. It was out by the lake. It was a nice wedding.
Were you guys close as cousins or?
I mean, close as in she's like 4 years, 5 years younger than me. So yeah, we're close. We lived right down the street from each other. So I would say semi-close.
You ever text?
Once every 6 months. I'm closer to her brother.
Okay. You ever talk on the phone?
Oh, no. I don't think I've talked to her on the phone in 20 years.
You ever message her on Facebook? Because you do that all morning long.
No, she's not really on Facebook.
Okay.
Not really on Facebook. She's not much of a Facebooker.
So, you're not super close to her.
Yeah, I guess when you say, now that you laid it out. Now that you laid it out, not that close.
So, you went to her wedding, and this is the wedding you said, hey, should I deliver a speech?
Yes, because leading up to it, I'm like, man, I'm a celebrity. I'm going to be there. I know that her friends probably know that I'm on the radio. And
by the way, if you're new to the show, we don't think he's a celebrity. If this is the first time you're turning the show on, we don't all feel like we're celebrities, and we laugh at him when he says that, but just want to say that, but go ahead.
And I feel like when celebrities go to weddings, they are kind of pressured into giving a speech. Everyone is sitting around going, hey, when is that celebrity going to get up and give up a speech? And I'm like, man, everybody's going to be looking at me all night. When am I going to give a speech?
So did you want it to be something funny, something poignant?
Oh, something funny, something fun.
About you or her?
Her and our relationship, just lighthearted about the
family. We ain't talked in 20 years.
A little lighthearted, you know, just kind of get everybody laughing. Because sometimes the speeches from the bride or the, what are they called, maid of honor in Best man.
Yes.
Best man, yeah.
They are kind of serious, and they try to be funny, and they're not funny because they're not really professionals.
Right. You're professional, yeah. Okay, so did you have anything planned?
I had a little bit in my head, and then I was just going to kind of roll with it.
That's always dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, so what clip do I have here?
This is the wedding.
Okay, here we go.
This is a clip from, I guess, The Bride. So it's not Lunchbox.
Oh, it's not a clip from...
Ray, you're supposed to just hit it, and that's the whole anticipation, because then they react when they hear it's not me. Goodness.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Just hit the clip.
So, Ray, this is The Bride?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
We are so, so happy that you're coming to the wedding tonight. We know you're super busy, and it really means a lot that you're coming. I've heard some rumblings that you wanted to give a speech tonight, or that you think you need to give a speech because you're kind of a big deal celebrity. And I just wanted to say that while, again, so glad that you'll be there to celebrate us today, I'd really rather leave the speeches to the maid of honor and the best man. So there's no need for you to get up and give a speech because today is not about you. You can just sit back and enjoy the celebration.
Huh.
That was on Saturday afternoon. I got that from my cousin.
Oh, she sent you that.
Yeah, sent me that. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm. So
that was her saying, please don't.
I feel like she even had to like plan it out and write it down. And she's like reading it so that she just doesn't fumble or make him feel bad. She was just very to the point.
I'm surprised at the end she didn't go, you know what? You don't have to come. Don't worry about it. We had talked for 20 years.
Yeah, right.
So you didn't give a speech?
I didn't get to give a speech, man. Like, how depressing is it?
What were you going to say?
I was just going to talk about Sue Heck getting married, you know, like.
Who's Sue Heck?
Sue Heck from The Middle.
Okay.
Like, it's a TV show, and she was, like, always the nerdy girl.
That's what you were going to lead with? Sue
yeah.
Heck?
Okay. Because we always called my cousin Sue Heck.
Okay.
And so I was just going to talk about her and how Sue Heck is
grown. Hold on, here he is. And now to give a speech.
Yeah.
I know everybody here wanted to hear from the celebrity that's here. Oh, you guys sit down. No standing ovation yet. Let him finish. Here he is, Lunchbox. Hey, take the microphone.
Hey, Jessica Corey, we are so happy for you. And some people call you Jessica. Us, the family, we call you Sue Heck. It's amazing to see you blossom from this nerdy girl in school that didn't have any boys chasing after her to this guy, Corey, that saw you with one swipe on Bumble, and you guys fell in love hiking across America. And we're just glad that someone took Sue Heck off our hands because we were worried that she was going to be lonely her whole life. But nope, she found you, Corey. So congratulations. Cheers to many years. Let's drink.
Huh.
When were you going to put in the funny parts? Later?
What do you mean?
There's nothing funny there.
Yeah, you were just
and you had to set
like,
up Sue Heck or 90% of the people wouldn't have known who it was. Yeah.
We have no idea who Sue Heck is.
And I had an inside story about when I was over at their house one time, me and her brother and her were going to the park, and I was older. I was supposed to be babysitting, quote unquote. And I had him in the wagon, and we were going down a hill, and I should have let him get out at the top of the hill, and I didn't, and I lost control of the wagon. They crashed in the middle of the road. I was going to talk about that. I mean, there was going to be some inside stories, but I figured everybody on the radio doesn't want to hear about my inside stories.
Nor do people at the wedding.
Yeah. Good point, Amy. Well, wedding was nice.
Wedding was nice. It was fun. It was outdoors.
Was it awkward when you saw her and she low-key told you, shut up?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I was like, dang, man, she doesn't appreciate the celebrity being here. But I did have a couple people come up to me and want to take pictures.
Well, congratulations to the Hex.
Yeah. The Hex.
Sue Heck.
They did it. Sue Heck, guys.
What is that, Malcolm in the Middle?
No,
The Middle.
The Middle.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know this.
Yeah, Ray Romano's wife's on there.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Okay, anyway. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. A voicemail from Caleb in St. Louis.
Bobby's pretty confident that you're going to win the lottery, so I'm wondering what you all would do with your lottery winnings.
I am not confident we're going to win the lottery. That's Lunchbox, but I am confident something's going to happen from this pool that we're in. I don't know if we're going to win. I don't know. We're going to get a ticket that wins and we're going to lose it, but something is going to happen with this new lottery pool. Significant. I'm not saying we're going to be million or billion, but something's going to happen. I can't put my finger on it.
And I mean, feel like billion. Yeah. It sounds good.
Yeah.
That's a good ring to it.
I don't think that's it, though. I think somebody's going to die.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's the feeling?
I'm just kidding. Oh. Yeah. Just kidding about that one. If I won the winnings, though, I don't know. But I'd put more fence up in the yard so Eller could run freer. Yeah.
That's good.
We've been thinking about getting an electric fence. Because we got a big yard, but she loves to escape. And so you put one of those. And now the phone can actually, you put them in the yard and the phone can actually spread the fence.
Oh.
Like with your finger. I had no idea.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You're talking about one of those invisible electric fences?
Yeah.
That's cool. And it shocks them.
Yeah. Not a one where you actually, maybe I should have said that. Yeah. Not an actual one. You touch it. Yes, the invisible electric fence type thing.
Yeah, I mean, then she could run more.
Then she could run everywhere.
Yeah.
And then for sure it would become a game for us, right? Like go to the house and like, all right, you lose the wheel.
Somewhere. That's true. Today is November 1st. Now, why that's important, a couple of reasons. Getting closer to the end of the year. Dang, has it flown by.
Oh, yeah.
Two, Amy said on November 1st, she may update us on that package that was sent to her residence.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to say, Amy.
Okay.
If you can, because I just kind of reminded you live, we'd like the update. I know the update, but could you tell us tomorrow is the question.
The thing is, since I forgot about this, I need to consult like a few other people because, you know, they could get affected by me saying too.
The quick version of this is that Amy was sent something. That something was real bad. So bad that she came on there, we're just gonna blab it out. We were like, whoa.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It was a mistake. I shouldn't have ever had this box.
So,
ever.
Is there a chance tomorrow you tell us?
There is a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you put the chance at?
I have 70%.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Tomorrow.
But we're gonna find out what's in the box.
Tomorrow. Breaking news. What's in the box? Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I just gotta.
I think you're fine at this point.
You think it's been, see? That's how I feel. It's been long enough. But then I'm like, you know how sometimes people alter the names in a story to protect the innocent?
Was that cops?
Yeah.
Could we alter the content in a way?
No, because that's what it is.
Okay.
And you guys know, but me and Lunchbox have
we have no idea. So like, I mean, if you alter the content, wouldn't that not tell us what's in the box?
Just like. You make
70% chance tomorrow you tell us. I'm going to let you know that if you like tease us again and don't give it to us, the listeners are going to go crazy.
Well, it's not. Okay, they want to put me at risk?
No.
I think you'll be fine.
Okay, at this point,
Mike,
I agree.
Do you think she'll be fine tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think so, too, at this
Mike
point.
Mike knows, too?
Yeah, Mike knows everything.
Oh, my God.
Mike's like the Great Wizard of Oz.
So do it for us, guys, please.
Yeah, okay, tomorrow. I mean, Amy, really. Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. I'll let you know what I can say.
Most states will turn the clocks back an hour next Sunday. Daylight savings time. Yeah. Ba-doop, boop, boop. It's back. November 6th. It's this weekend.
Normally, it's Halloween. I'm surprised it's later.
Yeah, it's a little later.
I hate daylight savings. I hate that it gets darker earlier. I just want to go out and play in the street longer.
Right.
And I don't want to have to go back in before the, you know?
Because you're 12.
Yes. New York Post has a story, but that's the deal. Sleep disorder specialists at the Mayo Clinic say turning the clocks back and forth twice a year causes disruptions in the brain's circadian rhythms.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to protest and not change my clock and live by that clock.
Then you'll be late or early.
Which one will you be?
It doesn't matter, but I will be consistent.
I was going to say, like...
November 6th. That's a Sunday. It's flipping back. Did you guys see the coal miner story from the University of Kentucky?
No.
It's a great story. And listen, I am not a Kentucky basketball fan because I'm a big Arkansas fan. So they're a rival-ish. But it was just a lovely story. John Calipari he's the head coach. He was at a press conference. And he was talking about the picture he tweeted. And it was of a coal miner sitting in the stands with his son. And the coal miner was like he'd just come out of the mine. Full beard is red because he's got all the dust in him. His face still has some dirt on it, couldn't get it all off. And Calipari had tweeted it and said, hey, this guy came straight from the mine late, grabbed his son because he wanted to get to the game. And it was so important for him to bring his son to that game that he wasn't able to get all the way straight, like clean. And so, but when he tweeted it, restaurants were calling, going, hey, let us feed him dinner. Everybody was reaching out. He got VIP tickets. He didn't ask for any of this.
Wow.
But he's just a really hardworking guy. His name's Michael McGuire. And everybody, a car place in town was like, let us give him a car that he can drive. I mean, everybody was just like stepping
up.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was very much a tell me something good. And it's pretty cool how it went viral because people just like respected that he wanted to be there with his son so much that he didn't even go, you know, get all cleaned up like we would.
Now, Bones, I don't want to ruin the story, but is there any chance that it's not real? Because one time you told everyone that I was a coal miner, mm-hmm. and you lied to everyone.
Yeah, but this is real.
Okay.
Eddie and I were at an award show once, and everybody's wondering why Eddie was with me. It's like my date. And it was when the Chilean miners were stuck, and they had just gotten out of the... And I told them that Eddie was a Chilean miner. And so Eddie, the whole night, had to talk...
Amy, he like pointed me out, had to stand up and like waved everyone like, hi, yes, I'm a Chilean coal miner.
He's one of the Chilean miners that were freed from the mine. As I was like giving a speech.
Oh, wow.
And Eddie waved and everybody, they go up to him and be like, hey man, it was really, and Eddie would.
Yeah. They'd say, what was it like down there? I'd be like, cold.
Stop.
Very cold.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
But this guy's probably a real miner.
Yeah.
He's real.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a couple questions.
Go ahead. I don't know the answer, probably. I'd compare him to, he looks like Post Malone a little bit.
If Lunchbox is going to hate on this in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, there's nothing fake about it, so go ahead.
No, I'm not saying fake, but why do we just assume he needs a car? Why are we giving him?
They didn't say he needed it. They were just like, hey, let's reward him. He made it a priority to get here with his son. He gave up some stuff to get here, sacrifice, so let's sacrifice for him. That's it.
It is really cool.
It's just people doing nice stuff for people.
Okay.
He is not begging for anything.
I just wondered why we're giving him a free car.
Why not?
We're...
Yeah, what did you do? Get a mouse in your pocket, buddy? What did you
get him
do?
A free car?
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, I've gotten off work and gone to a basketball game with my kid.
Okay.
A woman keeps leeches as pets and then lets them suck her blood.
Ew.
An Oregon woman revealed she keeps leeches in her house and lets them suck her blood.
Oh.
Quote, I've had people tell me I'm disgusting and need to be checked into a mental health facility. Summer Seeley, 26, says. The security guard has kept the blood-sucking worms for several years and owns 5 in total, with her oldest being Betty, a 4-year-old leech measuring 5 inches in length.
Hmm.
Oof.
That's a big leech.
It looks painful. However, leech saliva possesses an anesthetic that numbs the feeling, as well as a chemical to keep the blood flowing. Quote, you bleed afterwards. You can go for about 10 hours. That's, again, New York Post. This is like Game of Thrones stuff. When they'd get sick, they'd say, should we put the leeches on them?
To fix them?
Mm-hmm. To suck out the bad blood. I mean, this was a thing way back in the day before we knew what medicine was.
They still use leeches. They did on Grey's Anatomy recently. So they must in hospital, so like if they need
two TV show guests.
We'll get you.
All right.
I know mine's fake. I'm not sure that she... I think she thinks she's watching a documentary.
No, I'm just saying I feel like they base Greg's on real life events.
Tomorrow we find out what was in the package. What was in the
box.
70% chance, right, Amy?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking back in the day I should have done a what's in the box video.
No, not with that. A voicemail from Ann in Delaware.
You all make fun of Amy all the time for being scammed, yet you've skated right over the fact that you all were scammed out of hundreds of dollars by Lunchbox's lottery scam. The man never produced a ticket, never shared the numbers. Own up to the scam, my friends.
Scam alert, scam alert. Lunchbox got us.
Got us good.
We never saw a single ticket. We never had winners like we do with Scuba Steve.
Right, yeah.
So, scam alert.
Dang.
Here's what we're warning you of. Don't let Lunchbox run your lottery pool.
There was no scam. I always bought the tickets. I mean, guys, I brought the audio. You heard me buying the tickets. Like, what? I mean, I don't
understand.
Oh,
we heard you. Okay. Cool. If we heard you buying things we should want to see. Okay. All good. We got a new leader.
He's not our leader.
Scuba's Lucky Balls is what we play now on the week.
No, he's a fill-in.
The Bobby Ball Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Robots may soon be able to help us do laundry and the dishes. Now, the reason why it's important to know that those are different is clothes feel different than a glass.
No.
And, right.
Guys, pause the show for a second.
Breaking news.
Wow.
Okay. But up until this point, robots didn't have a sense of touch, really. So they wouldn't be able to differentiate how they should grab something or, you know, what position they need to be in to do whatever. So laundry, dishes, all kinds of chores around your house. This is the future. And it is becoming possible. What chore would you have a robot do?
Rub my feet.
Oh.
Oh, no chores?
I guess it would.
Now that they have a touch. Now that they have touch. No one can rub my feet just right.
Huh. Oh, well, maybe you could train a robot, too.
Even if I go and I'm getting a massage, like if I've hurt myself and like, you know, my shoulder, work on that. Anything else before we end? Give me a little foot. And they give me a little foot. And it's like either too hard or like, oh, come on. And you can really only correct them once.
Yeah,
be like,
awkward.
Go a little harder. And then sometimes they don't go hard enough or they go way too hard. And you just accept it. You just lay back and accept it. Yeah. So I would go feet rubs.
I was thinking household chores.
Like
but
folding laundry?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, robot, please take this away from me.
I'll be honest, I don't do that. So what are you going to do here? Lie? I'll be honest with you, I don't. All right, what else?
Speaking of robots, I always thought that woman voice on TikTok was a robot.
Oh, but I saw her post this weekend.
Yes, Canadian radio host, Kat Callahan, and she says that she is the female text-to-talk speech voice. And here's a quick sample of it.
Yes, I'm the TikTok text-to-speech girl. My name is Kat. I work with TikTok on TTS and other projects. I love working with TikToks. Sometimes you guys make me say some pretty horrendous things.
Pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And TikTok hasn't replied if she's telling the truth or not, but why would she lie about it?
What do you mean, why would she lie? To get views, yeah, clicks?
I'd lie about it.
Yeah, Eddie claimed to be Pedro and Napoleon Dynamite just for a bunch of clicks.
Yes. Oh. I build her a cake or something.
See?
See? Just like that.
Yeah, I guess she is in radio. She does have a podcast, and she's a voiceover actress, so it does give her attention. Darius Rucker.
You should do that. You should make one and see if it goes viral.
That I'm the voice of Pedro?
No, you're Pedro, like grown up.
Okay.
You know, I get the question a lot. You know, am I Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite? Yes, I am. And just see if it picks up.
Yeah. That is a great idea.
Sorry, Amy, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Well, Darius Rucker is renovating a historic house. It's for his show, Rucker's Reno. And he says that it is haunted and he's experienced it himself.
Oh, I slept there a couple nights, and you could feel it. You could feel it. You know it. But of course it is. I mean, it was built in the 1700s. The first night I was laying there, and I turned the TV off, and the TV goes into the ceiling, you know, and I turned the TV off, and I was there for 3 minutes, and I could feel it. It's an old house, and it starts creaking and everything, and I got up, put my shoes on, and ran back outside.
Yeah, he ran out. He couldn't stay in there.
You sure it wasn't drinky-drinky? Uh-huh. Or smoky-smoky? I did, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Harold Abraham is the principal at Norwood Elementary School in New Jersey, and he wanted to create something so kids would be kind to each other. So he came up with Caught Being Kind program, and it promotes reading and being kind. They have a little vending machine with books in it, And if you get caught doing something kind to your classmates around the school, they give you a token. You go to the machine, put it in, and you get to select a book for free. So let's say little Jimmy's walking down the hall with a kick me sign on his back. And Sandra...
I mean, this is a straight story from 1968. No. Little Jimmy with a kick me sign. Go ahead.
And Sandra's nice enough to, hey, take that kick me sign off. That's being kind. She gets a token, goes to the thing, boop, gets a free book.
Awesome. I like it.
Yeah, it'd be cool too if they were like, "Ooh, I caught you. You're in trouble." And they're like, "Just kidding. You were being kind."
Well, I don't know. No? I don't like it when cops pull people over to give them a prize.
Oh, yeah, right.
Could and backfire. So,
mm-hmm. And what's crazy is the district heard about this and now they're thinking about implementing it in all their schools.
That's pretty cool. You just reward awesome. People and you make it, you're very deliberate about it. Like, we're looking for people doing kind things. That makes people do kind things.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's for a prize, who cares? They're still doing nice things for other people.
Yeah. So, and if you want a free book, you set it up. You say, hey, I'm going to put a cook me sign on Jimmy and Sandra.
Little Jimmy, not Big Jimmy.
Not Big Jimmy. Little Jimmy. Yeah. And Sandra's going to go over and take it off. Sandra, you'll get a book. Cool.
But you got to go into a time machine and get both of them from, again, the 60s yeah. and bring them here. All right, that's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over and talk to Connie, who lives in Florida. Connie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hello, studio.
What's happening?
Hello.
I'm a huge fan.
Thank you very much. If you say morning, studio, they'll all chant back. Yeah. That's muscle memory. Go ahead.
Morning, studio.
Morning. There you go. What do you want to say there, Connie?
I wanted to find out about Amy's costume dilemma and if she went to see the movie.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you guys. In the next 15 minutes, Amy will update us on the movie review of Terrifier 2, because she saw it. And then two, what her daughter wore for Halloween,
yeah.
which was also a big dilemma. So yes, Connie, that is coming up in like 15 minutes, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Where do you live in Florida?
And it was at Winter Haven.
Oh, man. It's just a summer there.
And it was a huge pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, too. I hope you have a great day.
You too. All right, thank you.
By the way, I've never summered anywhere.
You didn't summer.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the corny.
The morning corny.
What was the turkey suspected of?
What was the turkey suspected of?
Foul play.
That was the morning corny.
One of those 1920s morning cornies.
A foul bird. Gearing up for Thanksgiving.
I say it was a bird.
I oughta.
Oh, yeah. Amy lost a game. She had to go watch this movie called Terrifier 2. It's 2.5 hours. The movie apparently was so gory or so scary that people were passing out in the theater. People were vomiting in the theater. She did not want to go, but she went. So first of all, let's applaud her for following through with her bet.
Yeah.
Lost. You did it.
Good job, Amy.
It's 2.5 hours. Tell me the story.
Thanks, guys. So I decided to go, and just out of the gate, I'll let you know, I did take my daughter.
You did take her.
I did. She's 15, and she brought her best friend. Who is like, oh boy.
Oh my
gosh. Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
Yeah, somehow.
So you thought maybe no kids should go, then all of a sudden you have two.
Yeah, well, they were begging me, and I called her mom, and she was already at her house, so I just, you know, like, she was able
to go. Did you tell the kid's mom exactly how gory this movie was supposed to be?
Yes, I even said, you know how rated R is, like, really bad? Well, this is, it's like, the next one.
Yeah. It was NC-17? No, X is not a thing.
Not NC-17, but like in
R. Triple X, that's a sign.
I don't know. Movie Mike, what's the rating? It's like NC or NR or...
NC-17, that's what it said.
NC-17?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I told her Common Sense Media said, absolutely not for kids. That's, you know, a parental website that you go to rate movies. Anyway, I took two teenagers with me, and we walk in, and we are the only people in the theater. Besides... an older man that was there alone.
Weird.
What was he doing?
Oh, man.
He was there watching the movie.
You sat behind him, right?
We were all on the same row because it was assigned seats.
Oh, boy. Don't look over.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And there was a one point where I thought I was going to die. Because
the guy came over
there?
Oh,
the guy was a killer.
Yeah, I thought he for sure. I was convinced in my brain that he was there to kill us.
And
that's the only reason why he was there. Well, I'm here right now. I'm here now.
Who knows?
Well, maybe you fought him off.
Clearly, that was my imagination getting the best of me at this horror film. But I was like, why is this man here? And then he was smiling like the whole movie. It was very bizarre.
That's weird.
Did you watch him or the movie?
All of it. Like, I don't, there was times where I was looking away because it was so gruesome. And so I just went ahead and I asked my daughter some questions once we got in the car.
I don't want to get to those yet. I want to know your takeaways. You watch it. Did you ever want to throw up?
I never, I mean, I think that there are if I would have kept watching, but there are times where I had to like cover my eyes because it was so gruesome.
Was it corny?
It was disgusting. Yes, it was very corny, but a little bit too much. Like, let me just tell you one example. Mm-hmm. There was a man and the clown came over and started stabbing him in the...
What on earth?
Can't say all that on the show.
Yeah, but that's even, that's like, that right there sums up the 2.5 hours of that I watched. It was a bunch of that.
Was that the worst part?
This was hands down the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Were you ever scared?
I mean, yes, yes, there were times where I jumped and then my daughter would just laugh at me. And I'm like, what? I will say I jumped and then, but most of my fear came from the man watching the movie with us alone.
What if he just is in every movie and they do that just to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's Amy asking her daughter if she liked the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
It was good and the quality of the film was not that good, but it was good.
It was like cheaply produced?
Yeah, she. I think at one point, this was when I wasn't recording her, she was like, was that low budget? I'm like, I don't know.
Here is you asking her if she was scared.
No. It was not, like, scary. It was just, like, more gruesome than scary. I thought I saw a piece of chicken. And I did. Hey. And her blow-up head looked like taco soup. Oh, yeah.
And then can other kids see it, she asked her.
Well,
like imagine Stevenson.
Not Stevenson.
Not Stevenson, because he will literally wake me up.
Yeah,
because
he gets scared.
And ask me to put him to bed, and I'm not okay with that.
All right, what do you review? What do you rate it? Review it.
What's the lowest score?
Zero.
Okay, zero. Zero clowns out of five.
Okay, don't zero. Watch it.
What'd she give it?
She gave it two. Two clowns out of five.
Oh, all right, I'm in.
No,
you're not
you
watching
would never
it. No chance.
What's the plot? Can you give me the plot in 15 seconds?
We actually, my daughter and I were discussing that. There was no plot. She thinks it would have been better if it had more of a storyline. Okay, there's a girl. I mean, also, this is Terrifier 2. I didn't see Terrifier 1, so I think we were confused because we didn't know what happened in the first one.
I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah.
But basically, there's this clown that just goes around killing everybody. I don't know why he does that.
Mike, do you know why the terrifying clown terrifies people?
No, it never says. Not even in one.
And he even at one point kidnapped a girl. Line.
What's happening? He just starts killing with no backstory?
Weird.
I demand a prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has a little girl clown that looks like him. She's just as evil and scary. But she's a
don't
girl.
Spoil
that,
it. Spoiler alert.
Is that his daughter or was it?
I don't know. Oh.
Well, thank
gosh.
You for going. Do you feel like you have grown from this?
No. I wasted time there. But it is what it is.
It is what
I
it
lose
is.
A game, I pay the bet.
Boom. What'd your daughter dress up for Halloween? How did that end?
She was a reindeer.
What? That?
Oh, in a onesie. We went from sexy pirate to reindeer onesie, and I couldn't be more pleased. I didn't even have to say anything. It's just, I guess, a bunch of kids were talking at school about how they were going to just wear onesies, and problem solved. It was a miracle from above.
Easy peasy.
That's awesome.
I know. I was like, wow, we stress about a lot of things that just end up working themselves out.
Just like the movie.
That's right.
It was an awesome movie.
No,
you guys heard it. Five clowns from Amy.
Zero.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. People say I'm unrecognizable in my last Instagram picture. You go over to Mr. Bobby Bones, that's my name. And my wife and I, probably around 1 p.m. yesterday, we were like, okay, it's Halloween. One of our friends has their daughter's going as Scooby-Doo. And her parents were the main two. What's the blonde? Fred and
Wilma?
I don't know their names.
Who knows, man? I don't know.
Daphne. Fred and Daphne. And Caitlin's like, let's go and we'll be Shaggy and Vilma. And I'm like, all right, cool. So it's kind of last minute, and she runs the store and finds the matching clothes for us. And we go walk around and do trick-or-treating with our friend's daughter with a whole Scooby-Doo crew. And so it's on my Instagram, but I'm not wearing my glasses.
And people, what did you do? You're fine?
You ran into things.
Yeah.
Mailboxes.
I stayed a bit dizzy. And I took my wife's eyeliner pen and drew a scraggly beard like Shaggy. And so if you go, people are like, I didn't know why you posted that picture of those random people. One of those random people is me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have glasses on.
Y'all are all unrecognizable.
That is crazy.
Well, and my wife wore my glasses. And so last night, because she was Vilma, who wears big, thick glasses. And so when she got back home, she's like, I have a headache. I'm so dizzy. I was wearing your glasses.
You're so blind.
So she wore my glasses and it made her blind. And I didn't have glasses on and I was blind. And we're walking around with the little Scooby-Doo's 3 years old. But that's what we did last night. Thankfully, it stopped raining. But you can see the picture up at Mr. Bobby Bones. And you can zoom in on my face and see that's just eyeliner pencil. And it wasn't even black. It was kind of like red. So if you got real close.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. I thought it was black when I did it because it was dark enough to look like the same color. And then people are all haters on Instagram. And they're like, hey, it's a pretty good costume. But, Shaggy's pants were a little more red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I thought Vilma was a brunette. Talking about Caitlin. And I'm like, guys, we jumped in at 2 o'clock and just found the clothes. And we're not trying to win a Halloween scholarship here.
Right.
I thought y'all all looked good.
Me too. I thought it was a pretty fun costume.
Yeah, when you compare y'all's photo to the cartoon photo, it looks identical to me.
Put it right up there right beside it.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. They had, where we went, was a little town called Kingston Springs. And they had, you just walked around the block and they had all the fire trucks and stuff set out. And you didn't have to go house to house.
Oh, that's
everybody
awesome.
Kind of came there to hand out candy. So it was pretty neat. Then we went and had dinner. It was a good Halloween night, though. What did you do with your kids, Eddie? I saw your Instagram of you in the bear costume.
Yeah, so I was the bear. I was Papa Bear. My little three-year-old, he was the baby bear. My wife was the mama bear. But the cool thing, the first thing I've ever done was stay home while they went trick-or-treating. I was in charge of handing out the candies. Dude, I made my house a haunted house. It was red lights everywhere. I had a cauldron, a witch's brew with dry ice. And then the candies were in the dry ice. So the kids had to reach in. They couldn't see what was in there. And they had to reach in there and grab the candies. It was amazing. I loved it.
So they all went trick-or-treating and you stayed back just to make sure?
Absolutely.
Were the kids cool with that?
Oh, yeah, they were great. My wife was like, will you please come help? I'm like, no, a lot of kids in line. Yeah. A lot of kids got to hand out candies.
You mentioned a haunted house. I was watching a clip from that show, Nathan For You, and he was like, this is the greatest haunted house ever. And the goal of this haunted house is to make people want to sue us whenever it's over. And so what they do is they walk people through the haunted house, and it's him. And he's like, all right, guys, here we go. And people are running at him. And this one woman who's a monster goes up and touches them. And then they come and they start, whoa. Did she touch you? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I have some sort of disease. She goes, I'm not supposed to touch anybody. And they're like, wait, what? So they put him in a doctor's office.
Oh, my gosh.
And the doctor's like, oh. So he figures out that they're, that the disease that she has, she's contagious. They put him in an ambulance.
Oh, my God.
They're like,
oh,
we got to get you to the doctor. They run him all the way around. They drive him around. They're freaking him out. And they get out. And the guy's like, he's so mad. And he's like, I cannot believe you let someone work. And then it says, exit. And they go, okay, you finished the haunted house.
That's amazing.
It's a little too far.
Hilarious. He was like, our goal is to make them want to sue us.
I thought about that because I had a strobe light going. And I was like, I should turn that off because I think that causes like seizures. So I was like, let's not get sued. I turned the strobe light off.
Well, it can with people
that's what I've read.
Yeah. Amy, your Halloween last night?
Oh, we went trick-or-treating in the rain just with the neighborhood. And it was awesome. My thing about last night was, my daughter stayed back to hand out candy, so she was still up and had the candy bowl. But there's some certain point where I have to put my son to bed. And it's not an easy process. And it's about 9:10, and I finally have him asleep. And teenagers ring our doorbell, trick or treat.
At what time?
9:10. No, you're a teenage boy. It's 9:10. My dog starts barking. My son wakes up. The whole thing. I mean, I was like, time marches on. I'm about to open the door and yell at these teenagers because my daughter ended up giving them the candy. So I never saw them because I was upstairs. But I was so mad. I had to re-put him back to bed.
Did you turn your lights off?
Well, I always leave my porch light on.
That means you're still available for candy.
That's right.
We leave our porch light on all night.
But it doesn't matter. The rules are different on Halloween.
But teenage boys.
Mm-mm.
If your light is on and it's before 10.
Okay, fine. My fault. My bad. But I found it.
Yeah, you
got to
go light off.
Unacceptable. Trick-or-treating hour is like 6 p.m. and you need to be under 13.
You messed up, Amy.
Yeah, and you got to put those rules on the door so they know and have them sign here, dot here, initial here. Hope you guys had a great Halloween. Let's go over to the phones and talk to Olivia, who's in Massachusetts. Olivia, we appreciate you calling. What's happening?
Hey, I was calling trying to see if I could get you guys to help me with doing a gender reveal for my sister and her husband.
Yeah, on the air or on video?
On video, because we don't have the results yet.
Oh, yeah. Just put her on hold. Get her number. We'll do it. Here's what you don't do, because I've done it before. You don't do a gender reveal with the people there and go, hey, what do you want?
Oh, that's true. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Worse, I'll never do it again.
You did it one time.
And I'll do a gender reveal, but I will ask no question regarding on what would be the ideal gender. Because I said, what do you want? And I think they wanted a girl. And I was like, oh, look, it's a boy. Oh, it's a boy.
Oh.
Yeah, not ideal.
Just say, oh, yes, I'll do it, and then do it.
Yeah.
Pink or blue, that's it. Olivia, stay on the phone, and we'll make sure to get it all done, and we'll be happy to do it for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, don't hang up.
Thank you.
All right, time for the news. Let's go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A Texas mom shoots and wounds a burglar who broke into her home while she was there with her kids. The guy refused to leave and then tried to get in the bedroom where the family was hiding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm loaded.
Yeah.
Totally.
According to the Hidalgo Sheriff's Office in Southern Texas, a woman shot. Who said uh-oh?
Me. That's my hometown.
It is?
Hidalgo County, yeah.
A woman shot and wounded a would-be home invader October 25th. The woman who was holed up in the bedroom with her kids hit 36-year-old Carlos Garcia in the left arm, forcing him to flee. She had told Garcia that she was armed and the cops were on their way. Shortly after their arrival, they arrested him in a nearby field and charged him with burglary. The sheriff said, quote, if someone's breaking into your home, you have the right to protect yourself and use deadly force. Yeah, I just wouldn't have shot him in the arm.
You wouldn't have gone for it?
You have to. They're coming to you.
No, absolutely.
They'll sue you. And you think I'm crazy? There are lawsuits, I won't say all the time, but there are a number of lawsuits where somebody breaks in, gets shot, doesn't die, and then sues.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Makes no sense.
I know, but you have to have a really good shot. Maybe she was shooting.
Maybe just
for that.
You just keep shooting. Then you just start throwing stuff. Then you just start, yeah.
Because I would get nervous and, you know.
Yeah. Shoot yourself.
No, I've had gun training. I know what to do.
Okay. KWTX had that story. Half of Americans have ended their friendships over football. A new survey finds Americans are so loyal to their favorite football teams that 52% of people admit to ending a friendship because the other person supported their favorite team's rival. See, these aren't real fans. A real fan understands the passion of other fans, and you can temporarily hate them, but not for real, because you understand, you empathize. You understand when they win, why they're being such a jerk, because you're a jerk too. Mm. You understand when they lose and they're so sad and they're angry and they're lashing out. You get it because you do that too.
Yeah.
Or at least you feel that way, even if you don't act out that way. But this is what I do with my friends, that because I have very close friends that are Longhorn fans, that are Volunteer fans, that are Georgia Bulldog fans. I ignore them. I block them. I do everything possible to make sure my mental health is good. And we get back together. But there are brief, there are seasons, and sometimes those seasons are a week, sometimes those seasons are a month, where I'm out because I know it's not good. But I love, listen, I love you. We're friends forever. BFFs even. Nope, can't do it. But no, no need to end a friendship. Those aren't people who understand passions for sports. To end a friendship, you guys are crazy. Yes, Amy.
Well, that's why I thought it was interesting that you went, these aren't real fans. But I immediately was like, well, these aren't real friends. Like, they must not really care about each
other. Well, in my world,
much.
Fans over friends.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought about first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's from SWNS Digital. The runtime of Avatar, The Way of the Water, which will be the new Avatar movie, will be around 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh!
James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of the Water, has a runtime that is over 3 hours, but the real length here is 13 years because that's how long it took for them to make this sequel.
Okay.
Hey, Mike D., host of Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Is this a trend that will ever end, these three-hour movies?
I think they're going to keep getting longer and longer, especially
Why?
When they keep making that much money.
Okay, longer and longer.
But we've got to at least, we have to put intermission in. We have to split it into, I don't know. The 3 hours is too long because I will not go to the bathroom and I will die. I will have a ruptured bladder and I will die. It's too long for anybody to sit there, 3 hours. If they wanted to split it into two movies but have them back show back to back, that's okay too. And also, it feels like I don't care about Avatar because the first one we just went and watched because it was new and it was cutting edge. It was the biggest movie of all time. But James Cameron has 2 of the 5 biggest movies of all time, so it's almost like I should trust that it's going to be good.
Yeah, I want to not like it too, but he's proven himself.
Yeah, I don't have any love at all in my heart for Avatar, like as a series or because of the one movie. But again, James Cameron has Titanic.
Yep.
And he has the first Avatar.
Yep.
What else did he do?
Terminator.
Oh, T2.
Yeah.
T2's where it's at.
Yeah, he did all those.
What is your expectation, Mike, with this movie?
I think it's actually going to be pretty good. From the first trailer, it looks like he stepped it up a bit as far as like the technology they use. I know the 3D isn't really popular anymore, but it still looks pretty stunning.
What's the plot? Do you know?
It basically takes place right after the first one.
I don't even know what happened then.
Yeah, I don't remember.
The Ewoks.
No, that's Star Wars.
Oh.
The big war. It's kind of like Dances with Wolves.
What?
Yeah.
That's
a Tatanka. That story's from the Hollywood Reporter. I have no idea. Elon Musk might charge users for their blue check marks on Twitter. According to reports, Elon Musk wants to, rumor has it, make everybody pay $20 a month to keep their blue check mark.
What?
Oh, that's dumb.
Take it away.
Who cares?
I mean, some people, I guess, if they use it for their business and they need that, then okay, I could see them investing.
Yeah, I would have to pay for it because people will fake like they're me. And
oh,
then
yeah.
We've had listeners pay fake me's thousands of dollars before.
So you'd be paying to make sure
that listeners
that other
wouldn't
people,
be frauded. So I'm going to do a GoFundMe to get it. What I'm doing is a public service.
Yeah, that's right. Donations.
Musk didn't offer any details but tweeted, "The whole verification process is being revamped." That is from Deadline. As if the iPhone 14 Pro Max wasn't expensive enough, designers have created a $135,000 version of Apple's latest smartphone with a Rolex watch on the back.
Huh.
Yeah. Designers from Caviar unveiled the luxurious smartphone this week featuring a yellow gold Rolex Cosmograph Daytona watch, complete with 8 diamonds. The body of the case is made from titanium coated with black PVD, the same coating used by Rolex to create its black dials, cases, and bracelets. Unsurprisingly, the smartphone has the price of $135,420. Now imagine a phone case, okay? It's black, and you see your phone through the front as normal, but you turn it around, and the watch head is right in the middle, boom, at the back. And there are three little small watch heads over that, and then there are three cameras up in the corner.
Got
it. No.
I'd be afraid to lay my phone down.
Yes.
Which side do you lay it on?
Well, that's true.
Also, that it would get lost or stolen, like a
you
Rolex
can't put a case
watch,
on it.
Like you have your on your wrist. Like you're not going to walk off without it.
Yeah, I would never walk off without my phone.
Oh, yeah. Don't be crazy.
It's like a child.
But you're right. You can't put your phone down on the watch.
You'd have to strap that to your body.
And then you can't put a case on it because then you cover up.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not getting it.
Yeah, that's exactly
why. That's why I'm not getting it.
The only reason.
Yep. So there's that in case you wanted a really expensive phone case. Mm-hmm. Top three songs in country music. Number three, Ingrid Andress and Sam Hunt, Wishful Drinking. Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Number two, Tyler Hubbard, 5'9". God makes 5'9". Number one, Morgan Wallen, You Prove. I need something you prove. It's third week at number one. Congratulations to Morgan Wallen. The number one alternative song is from the Gorillaz featuring Thundercat. This is Cracker Island. The Gorillaz are the cartoon band. Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't happy.
Yeah.
I'm feeling sad.
I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. And that's what I got dancing. That's what's going on. Number one pop song is Vegas from Doja Cat. But don't play it, I get it. Frog, play it, I get it. And that's your news. Amy's podcast show is Saturday in Wichita. You guys can still get tickets. All you got to do is go to amypodcast.com.
No.
Oh, that's not it?
Selectaseat.com/Amy.
Oh, yeah.
That first one sounds good, though.
Yeah, I know. That one.
Sorry, I didn't secure that.
Oh, dang. So Amy's doing four things in Wichita, Kansas on Saturday. Go to selectaseat.com/Amy to get tickets. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. And right, fun. We're focusing on fun.
Oh, no, it is.
Yes.
Trust me.
It's so fun.
Worked in the fun.
Amy and I had a talk. I was like, you got to act like it's fun. Not be like, no, we're really going to get down to the basics and cry and really going to like, no. Fun.
Okay, but here's the deal. There might be some tears, but I really think there's going to be laughter. I've weaved in some jokes.
Well, there's definitely going to be laughter.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, fun.
Okay.
Fun.
Selectaseat.com/Amy. We'll come back. Parents were so proud of Eddie. They were like, you've really made it. Then Eddie's like, what you think happened didn't happen.
Okay, yeah.
It was awkward. Also, somebody wants to pay Amy for something. And I have a job, too, maybe that you guys, I think, some of you might be right for.
Are we going to fight over it?
I don't think you'll fight over it. No, but you can all try for it.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Yee. Somebody wanted to pay me for pictures of my feet, and my face was not attached to it. I don't know that I'm too good for it. I'm being serious. So Amy got an offer for someone wants a pair for pictures of her feet.
Yeah. What?
$250.
What are you waiting on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
I'll take them.
Do it during the show. I'll cut off. You just cut me off $5.
You'll take them?
You'll take, what do you mean you'll take them?
I'll take the pictures.
Yeah.
Like for her.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know,
I'm good. I can take them
you
myself.
Can do them yourself.
No, they probably want the other angle.
What'd the message say to you?
Okay, I'm pulling it up.
He knows a little too much about the angles of feet.
Okay. I'd pay you $250 for some feet pics.
Who is this?
Well, I'm not going to say his name.
No, but his name's on there? Like, this is somebody that DM'd you?
He's DM'd me before.
What on earth?
Apparently, his favorite type of... Apparently, at one point in time in Instagram stories, I said, name a better chip, I'll wait. And he replied, Fritos.
You're saying he's not just a random account that's trying to fit...
Unless he got hacked?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a hack.
It doesn't.
Send me your feet.
No. Fritos. $250?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
So
or hit him back and be like, how about $500? You got to negotiate.
No, this just feels weird.
Why would you?
Oh, yeah, of course it feels weird. Yeah, but
it's definitely weird.
There's a level of money and weirdness. Like, it feels too weird for $5. Like, no way. It's too weird.
Yeah.
Okay, 20? Well, it's feeling a little less weird. 250? Not weird at all. So you're not going to do it?
I don't think so. I have
good for you.
For you. Okay.
Hey, you want a picture of my foot and send it to him?
Oh, can you imagine?
That's hilarious.
He starts vomiting.
I mean, yeah, we could do that. I'll go into business with you. I'll reply.
But that's
send
fraud.
Lunchbox's feet.
Eddie,
we split the $250.
She's not going to jail for sending him Lunchbox's feet.
Why not? That's not right. That's like the Texas Pete hot sauce, man. That's wrong.
Prove they're not hers.
That's like the Subway tuna.
Prove they're not hers.
There's Lunchboxes. You can tell.
Why don't you say to him, respond to him.
Okay.
Say, okay, deal, but I want the money up front. And give him your Venmo.
Let's go.
And see if he gives you $250 and then send him Lunchbox's feet after.
Okay. All right.
Don't even say you want the money up front. Yes, that could be fraud.
Y'all are going to have to go in there and reply for me.
I'll reply for you.
I don't want to be a part of this.
Here, give it to me.
Except for I will take half.
Half? They're your feet.
All.
No, Lunchbox is fee.
You should get 90% of it. Oh, it came to you. It's your deal.
100%.
Well, I came up with the business plan.
No. You should get almost all the money. He should get just $5 for taking a picture of his feet. You can use my feet. I don't care. For free. You get out my feet.
Never mind.
For free.
No. I'll do it for 90 for 10%.
90.
Okay.
We'll work on it during the bit. You can have my feet for free if you want, if he's running a hard bargain.
Okay.
So there's that. Number two I want to talk about was Eddie's parents. They were so proud of him. And we always love it when our parents think that what we do is cool, because mostly they don't understand it. But your parents came to you and said what?
They called me and they were just like, it's so awesome that you have your own Halloween costume, like made after you. That's great. Because Morgan got on our Facebook page and did that, you know, those like spirit Halloween costume things that they've been doing online?
Yeah, the viral thing where you create a costume. Yeah.
And it had the producer Eddie costume, and it was like included a ball cap or whatever. Not included, I don't know, four kids. And so like my parents just saw it. Like, where do I get this? This is amazing. Where is the spirit store? That's so cool that you have your own costume. I'm like, guys, this is not real. It's fake.
So then they're like, we're not as proud of you. Here was the costume. It's Eddie, and he's wearing a coach hoodie with a finger in the air. Includes ball cap, cool dad sweatshirt, beard, fishing pole, not included, Whataburger.
Whataburger, that's what it was. But it's like, guys, how do you think that's real?
Well, they're probably not up to date on the memes.
Probably not.
Someone probably just sent him that and said, wow, look at that, there's an Eddie costume.
Yeah. We all had it, though. Yeah. They probably thought, like, wow, the whole show, like, they've made it.
It's November 1st. Here are some things I look forward to for the rest of the year. 10 days until Black Panther 2. 12 days until Yellowstone Season 5.
Wow, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Only 12 days?
Yeah, it feels like last time Yellowstone came out, they gave us a date. And then they extended it, and it felt like 2 years. Oh. This one's just kind of going to be here. And Lainey Wilson's going to have a big role, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And we have to wait for every episode a week, right?
I think so, yeah. 23 days until Thanksgiving. Woo! And the premiere of Holiday Harmony on HBO Max.
Oh! What's
that? That's the movie.
That Amy has a movie. Oh. Amy has a line. Or how many lines?
I have a role.
How many lines?
I have multiple lines in the bathroom.
That sounds
weird.
And
I'm playing myself.
We know.
We've heard that 100 times.
Yes, we're proud of you.
I'm proud of me, too.
Yeah, good. 25 days until the final Razorback regular season game, if you guys care.
Okay. Nobody.
You don't have that there?
Cool.
40 days until the 25 Whistles crew, me, Eddie, and Mike D, go and interview Jerry Jones at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium and ride in his helicopter, where Ray tells us we're going to die in a helicopter crash.
It's a big deal.
Which part?
The interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
54 days until Christmas.
Crazy. Ooh.
61 days until 2023.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So what are you looking forward to the rest of the year? What do you got?
Christmas.
Christmas. Presents.
More than going to the Cowboys game?
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you had to give up one, Christmas with your family or the Cowboys game.
Come on, don't do that.
Because you're a diehard Cowboys. No. You're a diehard Cowboys fan. You have to pick.
Don't do that to me.
You have to give up one, Christmas with your family or going to the Cowboys game.
Okay,
Meeting Jerry Jones.
We can do Christmas on a different day.
No. You give it up for just this whole year.
We can't. Well, we can't celebrate it on a random day.
No, you have to wait until all
Eddie,
the way next
it's
year.
It's just 1 year.
This
give it
is
up.
Hard. This is hard, Amy.
No, it's not.
My kids will be so upset.
But then you have to give up your dream of meeting Jerry Jones and sitting in his suite.
No, I know. I'm going to a Cowboys game with Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. So and riding his helicopter.
You have to give up one. Which one are you giving up?
Christmas.
Good boy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Christmas.
That's
done deal.
That's a good
I feel
boy.
Like that was a no-brainer.
Do I have to do it now?
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
And your family would understand.
Put it on the wheel.
No, my family would not understand.
Cried when you found out.
That's true, but they won't understand.
Two things. Thing one, tomorrow Amy will finally reveal what came to her house in the mail that was illegal, that we've not said really what it was for over a year, and not because we were trying to extend a segment. Actually, Amy was going to come on the air the first day and say, I was like, well, you better wait a minute, because that could get you in a lot of trouble. And then... let's say people with badges have convinced her not to share, but tomorrow we feel like it's been long enough.
Yeah, the time is up. Like, it's been long enough
where
I don't think
time,
I'll get in trouble.
Tomorrow we will finally get to reveal it.
Yes, finally.
Boom, there's that. The second thing is, I forgot what it was. I got two into that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, Wounded Souls, Wayward Upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar's nest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, a couple things. We're going to play a game called Famous First in a second because it is November 1st. So I got a little list here. And we can actually play with Michael if he wants to play, Ray. I know he called for a different reason, but let's talk to him first. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
You live in Ohio?
I do.
What can I do for you, buddy?
Say, I was calling in because I was trying to find out who I would contact to try to get Abby and the Raging Idiots to come play at our venue in Wadsworth, Ohio.
Well, right now, the Raging Idiots, we're not really touring, but Abby's definitely an option. What's the show?
So, we own Blue Tip Pub and Grill. We are a music venue called The Stage. We have a Nashville-style, like Broadway-style venue that nice. We're trying to grow and stuff like that. And we're looking for, you know, I mean, different people to come out and play. But also on top of that, we're looking to maybe bring in a couple bigger people that we could do some charity events for to bring them in.
What are you willing to pay Abby to get her out there?
If Abby came out and played a 2 or 3 hour set, we would definitely be in the $600-$700 range since she's new and still growing and stuff and trying to promote her also as an artist.
Yeah, I hear you.
Plus now, tips.
Well, that'd be a good deal for her here. The problem is she has to pay for a plane ticket to get out there in a hotel. She loses money.
Hey, you know what? When you're a new artist, that's what you got to do to get your break.
But she doesn't. She's cool. She got a job.
Yeah, I mean, she ain't a real artist. So that's what we're saying.
No, it's just that I don't think she wants to lose money right now.
Oh.
So, hey, Abby. If you were going to go to Ohio, hey, Michael, what town are you in Ohio?
We're in Medina County.
Mike, would you look that up and see what the routing would be like and how long it is? Abby, how much money? Because, you know, it's difficult to get up there.
Right.
Meaning it's not 30 minutes away. What would you need to go do 2 hours at?
Are we saying if I drive?
Well, Mike's looking up the driving distance.
Yeah. I mean, to cover the.
Yeah, exactly.
The stay and the flight and gas or gas.
Mike, what do you have? Any distance yet? Okay, Medina County.
Ooh, that's by Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. And so if we're Abby, if you're driving, it looks like the drive is going to be.
It's way up there.
It is.
Yeah.
7 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh dang!
It's not bad.
You could definitely do it.
I could.
You could drive it. Okay, here's the deal, Michael. What do you want her on a weeknight or a weekend?
I would love to do a weekend, you know what I mean? Because this way she's not missing any of the show. Plus then we could, you know, probably get twice as many people in the door for
absolutely,
her.
Absolutely, absolutely. Abby.
Woo, yeah.
Would you do it for, because could your car drive that? I mean, you feel good about that?
It could. I mean, that's 2 days of driving.
7 hours?
2 days.
Yeah, we drive from Oklahoma back to Nashville in 9
No, one there and then the next back.
Oh, okay. True, yeah.
You
okay.
know, so 2 days driving for one.
You could also maybe like stop at a bar in Louisville and play something too.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tour.
You're now officially on tour.
That's a tour,
so we found you, let's say we found you a little
all
spot
right,
there.
Stop.
All right, Michael, if you could cover her hotel and pay her $1,250, we could definitely talk about it.
Hey,
not
I like
bad.
That.
Okay, I'd definitely be interested in finding out all the info.
You got it. We'll put him on hold.
Woo!
All right.
Love it.
We'll see what's up.
Working deals.
All right. Put Michael on hold, and we'll talk to him off the air, Ray. Lunchbox, why is your head in your hand?
Michael, you're going to lose money on this deal.
Why would you talk him out of something? Because you're jealous.
I'm not. I'm trying to save his business. He wants to bring business. He needs to have a real singer.
Abby's a real singer, and she's got the show, and people will hear about it.
Okay.
What's the name of the restaurant again, Michael?
Blue Tip Pub and Grill.
Blue Tip with a P.
Hey, so Abby's going to need to take like a guitarist or something, right? So she's
got to pay them like $200 probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they have one there that she could.
What? Like a rent a guitarist?
Maybe there's someone center. That plays regularly there and that he knows.
We can figure all this out, but I think it'd be cool.
And then
find somewhere in Louisville she could play for like, you know, a little bit of money.
That's cool.
She does the tour. Friday night, Louisville. Saturday night, Blue Tip Pub and Grill. Come on back home. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you're upset.
Didn't you say it's near Cleveland? Abby, don't you have a guy up in Cleveland?
A guy? Oh my God. What does that mean?
Yeah, she talks to some guy on Instagram in Cleveland.
She does?
Abby, you don't have to answer that if you don't want to answer that. Do you have a guy in Cleveland?
No, he is a friend.
Oh,
that is ridiculous.
Does he play guitar?
Just a friend.
How long have you been talking to him on Instagram, Abby?
I'm not doing this conversation.
Okay.
No details today.
How does Lunchbox know all of this stuff?
And then why does he just throw it
He's
out there?
Everyone's man. Business. Everyone.
I hear talking to people.
Why does he throw this out? It's been going on years. He's just now saying this. He just runs out of things to say.
You can't trust him.
No.
You can't trust him.
You cannot.
Okay, thank you. Abby, we'll figure it out, okay? Michael, we'll figure it out. Put old Michael on hold there. I mean, I was going to talk about how people are threatening to cancel me right now. But I guess I'm out of time.
Oh, I want to know that.
I know. I'll give you a quick version of it. Maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. At my last comedy show, I did a bit. It was about a 5 or 6 minute bit where if they ever let me host the CMAs, which they've said no forever, I said if I were hosting it this year, this is monologue I would do. Mike and I wrote it that morning. It was funny.
Oh, it's great.
But we did it roast-like, like funny roast. And so we were just picking at people, like we pick at ourselves. And people are like, well, I'm gonna cancel you if you put that out. I was just going to put it on the internet. But I'm being threatened here with being canceled.
And by people, you mean country artists.
Well, I'm not saying who or what.
Oh.
But I'm being threatened. Okay. And then not only that, I might have been threatened to get to be beat up, too.
Whoa, what? Violence?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I only did these jokes out of, like, love.
Dang, guys.
I was just going to put it on TikTok and be like, if I were hosting the CMAs this year, it's funny.
Is humor dead?
Well, America's a big wuss now, and everybody wants to be outraged by something. The old days when they would go up and do roasts, they get up and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, man, Sammy Davis Jr.
And they were like, you know what? This is life. We're just living it. You can poke at us. We think it's funny, too. We have to laugh at ourselves. That's all it was. So, yeah, I made some jokes.
Okay, question. If someone were to say a similar joke, like, made at you.
I'd love it. I think it was the greatest compliment.
Right. Okay. I figured.
Yeah, let me have it. Because if you only have 5 or 6 minutes and you're making a joke about me in a monologue, that means I am a value that I have stature enough that you think you poking at something is relevant to the audience and makes them laugh. Let's go. That's awesome. I've made it. Nobody jokes about me because nobody cares. I'm sad because nobody makes fun of me publicly.
Shoot.
But yeah, so maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. And I was just going to put it out because it is funny. And I just walked up on stage. We turned all the lights down. And I was like, okay, here's what we're going to do, guys. It's always been a goal of mine to host the CMAs. They continue to say no. They've walked me to the water and then said, now you can't have a drink. Many times. And I said, but finally I'm going to do it. So I turned the lights off in the theater. I got on the mic and I introduced myself from backstage. And then the lights came on and there's like the CMA logo everywhere. And I'm like, hey guys, and the crowd was hilarious. They played along and act like all the artists I was talking about making fun of were in the crowd. And so then I just told jokes, told stories. And Now I'm being threatened with being canceled.
That's crazy.
So
I think it's really good, man.
Did you watch it? I sent it to you yesterday.
I know. I meant to watch it.
You didn't watch
it? Not yet.
But I did watch it. And I got to say, people are soft. No, it's not even. Listen, there's maybe two that I was like, oh, those are the people that are mad. I get it. Okay, whatever. But if you're mad about that, you're weak.
You think it was funny?
It's funny. It's funny. I mean, the one I was like, ha, 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 ha.
I don't know which one that is.
You want me to tell you?
No, I don't.
You want me to tell you?
No, I don't want to know.
Well, actually, there was two that I went, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. I know the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both about going on tour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got you. But those were, okay, anyway, I got to
go. But those were funny jokes.
I thought they're funny, too. People all want to get offended by everything.
Hey, you know what?
I'm not, what?
If you get canceled by those people, no big deal.
All right, we got to go. We'll get to it.
Making it worse.
All right, thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Heard County, Georgia. Police responded to the call of a break-in at a house. They're looking for clues, broke out the back window, and they start walking. There's woods behind it. They're like, oh, there's a Milky Way wrapper. And then there's another Milky Way wrapper, and they followed the Milky Way wrappers all the way through the woods.
How many Milky Ways does this guy have?
Did
he steal the Milky Ways?
Yeah, he stole them from the house.
And he was,
and
eating,
was
them.
Eating them along the way.
But they had that many at the house?
Maybe they're mini.
Yeah, they're the mini ones, and they're getting ready for Halloween.
And he's just littering them as a trail? What a dummy.
And it led through a trail right through the woods to the house where the burglars were staying.
Wow.
All the way to the house? No one thought, hey, Clint, which is my name, my universal name for an idiot. I don't know why. Hey, Clint, you're dropping Milky Ways the entire way to one house to the other. That's like the cartel when they did tunnels, houses. They did Milky Way trail.
Same thing, huh?
Very close. Yes. Is that it?
Yep. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Ray, you guys going to the game this weekend?
No. We're not going to Georgia.
You're not going to Georgia?
No.
We're watching it with Bulldog fans?
Well, we were thinking about going to a house party, but it is probably 90% people from Georgia, and our best friends are Georgia Bulldogs alums.
So what are you worried about?
A fight? I don't know. Friendships ending? So I told Baser, I really don't think it's a good idea to go to this house party. I think we need to create our own Tennessee house party.
But are you guys going
to
pull guns on each other or what?
Yeah.
I mean, they are diehard Georgia fans. Bay's been a Tennessee fan for 36 years.
Yeah, but you have to fight each other.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, when it comes to sports and stuff like that.
It sounds like you want to fight them. It doesn't sound like that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're going to fight them.
I mean, aren't you the same?
No, I can watch games with friends. I have a lot of Longhorn friends, Epsom Vol friends, and I can watch. I just need an escape route in case things get so bad for my team that I hate myself. It's not about me hating it, because I know what it's like to win, and I really know what it's like to lose. So, and I'm not a gross fan at games or with opposite fans. I'm pretty respectful, but I just want to leave. So I would just, as long as you have an escape route, if you're getting pounded to get out of there, you're fine. Because if you're winning, you're king dingling of the house.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You're afraid of what? Being king dingling? It's the greatest feeling.
Not winning.
Well, let's be honest here. You're probably not going
to
win.
I know. So my escape route is not go to this house party where I'm going to be swarmed by Georgia people.
Which is a thing. But yeah. I think if you go in respectful, they'll be respectful. That's it. As long as you don't go in talking a bunch of crap, then they have no reason to talk a bunch of crap to you after they pound you.
And no alcohol.
What? Oh, he can't trust himself.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, that just puts situations on steroids.
Well, that puts every situation for you. I don't even know if steroids is what it is. You just are out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should go. It'll be fun. I mean, especially if you win. There's no greater feeling. I've been the worst is going to an away game. Like going to an away game, getting just pounded and then having to stay in a crappy hotel that night in a town you don't even want to be in anymore.
Oh, man.
It's like being homesick. You know how many times I've been to Tuscaloosa? Or how many times I've been to Baton Rouge? And we just get ran. And then you're like, well, now I'm stuck here. I didn't want to lose. We lost. I wanted to just go home. I can't. It's like you're being held hostage by your enemies.
I don't know this feeling.
Oh, it's the worst. It makes me sad right now thinking about how sad I was.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
But if you win, it's awesome. You walk out of the stadium. You're like, what up, suckas? All right, we're done. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Hope you guys have a great day. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.